And you can hear the excitement already building in the background because we've got Eddie Betts in the studio ahead of the Crows clash against Richmond tomorrow. And, you know, for Crows supporters, I think it's still off the back of what was a massive showdown win. Good morning to you, Eddie. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Now, Eddie, we were both at the game last Saturday, and that I reckon it's close to the most fun I've ever had at a Crows game. You guys look like you're having so much fun out there in the middle as well.
Yeah, it's good. It was a good game. It was good to get the win, though. So, and yeah, we had some fun down at forward, as we always do down forward. We like to share the ball and hopefully, see someone else kick some goals.
Now, I wanted to ask you about that because you obviously had a great personal game. But in the last quarter, when you could have quite easily scored and got your sixth goal, but your decision to kick the ball to Wayne Miller and set up what was his first goal in the AFL, sharing the love around, isn't it?
Yeah, that's great. What's great about our forward line, we love to share the love. And I think in that third quarter, I ran into an open goal and he was by my side and he was screaming for it, but I didn't give it to him. So when I saw him at the corner of my eye in that last, and I thought, I'll give him a goal.
So you knew that quite clearly, you knew that it was him, and you knew how important that moment would be for him. Because you could have got the goal yourself, I guess, if you just run in straight up a bit.
Yeah, obviously, but I like to share the ball and, like to see Junior play well. And he's played well for the last two games, and the running that he does across the ground is, so hard. Like, he runs from defensive 50 to forward 50, and I think he did it on that occasion. So it was pretty buggered after he kicked that goal. But, it's glad that he got one on the board.
You almost took Mark of the Year, mate.
Nah, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, it was there. You were there. You had a good rise.
Yeah, it was a chest mark, I think it was. It keeps bobbing off my chest.
Only a chest mark, but you were 10 feet off the ground. So
you almost got goal of the year too. If that snap when you got around two of the Port defenders and had that shot from the boundary line, if that hadn't hit the post, that would have been a contender for goal of the year as well.
It looked like it was going through, but you hit the post. I haven't kicked the goal in that pocket yet, so I got to try tick that off.
It's normally the one on the western side that you favour, isn't it?
Down the other end. So yeah, I've got to try kick a goal from that pocket.
What's the feeling like now among the players? Because everyone was talking at the start of the year about how tough it was going to be for the Crows with their draw. But, off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, we're feeling all right. We're not really looking that far ahead. You know, we're focusing on tomorrow afternoon against Richmond. So, yeah, like I said, last week, we just take it week after week and we'll see how we go.
Did you watch any of the Friday night game last week, Richmond-Collingwood, with that dramatic finish?
Yeah, I did. I actually turned it off 10 minutes to go. I thought Richmond had it in the bag. And then the next morning, I got on Instagram and Scott Prenderbury put something on Instagram of him running and said, "This moment." And it was him celebrating. And I was like, surely not. And then I checked the scores that morning and they won by a point.
Does it make the game tomorrow, are you any sort of more concerned about Richmond are going to be motivated? They're going to want to avenge what was a pretty embarrassing loss Friday night for them.
Yeah, we're just going to go out and play our way. We're going to stick to our structures and our game plan, and we'll see how that holds up against Richmond.
We've had a pretty fierce sort of rivalry with them, haven't we? Because there was that game, a night game at the Adelaide Oval, the season before last,
and they beat us.
Where they beat us. Yeah. But last year we performed pretty well over there against them, didn't we?
Yeah, I think it was at Adelaide Oval again.
Oh, again, yeah, like, that's right, home.
Yeah, and we beat them that time. So yeah, hopefully we can go over to Etihad Stadium and get the win.
You had an unchanged lineup yesterday. You're still in the feeling out period with a new coach where you're not quite sure how he's going to address selection each and every week. Does it take a little bit of time to adjust to know, Pikey's the kind of guy that'll keep us the side the same, or no, he might still look to move things around?
No, not really. It's Pikey's, he said to the playing group, if you're playing good footy in the sample and you're playing your role, you'll come into the side. So it's all about playing your role. It's the best player in that position to play that role. So if you're doing well in the sample, that's what makes it great about the Adelaide Football Club at the moment, that everyone's performing. We have no injuries except Kirtley Hampton. So, it's tough on the senior side. They have to perform or else they'll find themselves in a sample.
How's Charlie Cameron going at the moment, Eddie?
Yeah, he's good. He's good. He had knee surgery during the preseason, just minor. He's coming back now to full fitness. He's his second game back in the sample, so it'll be third this week. So he should be good. It's tough, once the seniors are playing some good footy, And that's what, like I said, that's what makes it good about our side. So if you're not playing well in the seniors, Charlie's performing in the sample puts pressure on you.
It's sort of a good problem to have, though, isn't it?
It's a great problem to have.
Now, I don't know how quickly you get into the bragging rights thing in the forward line at the moment. Josh Jenkins, 9 goals. Tom Lynch has got 7. You've got 6. The big Texan, just the 4. Now, we asked Tom Lynch earlier in the week, is it time to get stuck into the captain? What's going on down there?
No, not really. Big Texan's just creating a contest and bringing it to ground for us.
Oh,
guys,
he wants to get goals, though. He does want to get goals.
So we'll try to look after the big Texan this week.
The amazing thing about Saturday's game, Eddie, was how many of our goals started with people like Talia or in particular Rory Laird. Like, you know, every time we got control of the ball in our defensive line, particularly in the second half, we were just, as fans, you're sitting there thinking we're probably going to score. Like, they were just running the ball so well out of defence. Probably means you guys have got to concentrate a bit more on what's going on when it's down the other end.
Yeah, well, I think I was watching the on the couch when Pikey was on the couch, and I think the big chief, Dunstall, said that we scored the most goals ever from defensive 50, out of defensive 50 straight down and scored, sorry. So, yeah, so I think that's just using our weapons. Brody Smith, a beautiful kick, get the ball in his hands, and obviously try to break that first line. And get it over the back, but that's always not going to happen when you come up against side that play one-on-one defence. So
yeah,
we'll see how we go this week.
That was very the kicking was excellent and very low number of turnovers as well. Is that the sort of stuff that Don Pike is going to making a bit of a hallmark, like just that real need for accuracy? And... Well,
yeah, that's what we focused on over preseason was our skill efficiency. I think last year we were 17th or 18th in that.
Yeah,
and this year we've made a big improvement.
No, certainly have.
Now, Eddie, last week, and it was amazing how many people mentioned this to me over last weekend, you came to us with a pretty good stat, because all the teams that had lost played all the teams that won, and we could well have had a situation where everybody was 1-1. You were on target for
almost,
a while. It almost happened.
I think it was Brisbane let me down, Fremantle let me down.
Yeah.
Who else? Geelong let me down.
But I had people say to me during the weekend, you know, Eddie's going to get this right. It could well happen that we're all 1-1 after 2 rounds. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
Have you got anything for us this week?
I think I might. I think John Butcher is the only John in the AFL.
Is that right? There's only one John in the AFL?
Pretty sure.
That's unbelievable.
I get some fun facts from my brother-in-law. He loves footy, and I told him to hit me up, and he's given me some details.
I want Eddie's fact of the week in the AFL. It needs to happen.
One John.
Google it, I think. Maybe true.
Yeah, we'll research it after, but that's not the fun.
I can't think of any.
Yeah, I did a quick look, and I can't think of any. If anyone can mention one, 1-999-1395, and we'll try and get to the bottom of that mystery.
Hey, Eddie, can I just thank you on air, being a total tragic, I just got you to sign my Indigenous round jumper as a birthday present for my son. Your auntie's been involved in helping with the design of this year's Indigenous jumper.
Yeah, she has. I went to Port Lincoln yesterday to see her. So we're just going to have to wait and see. It may come out this weekend.
Oh, really? Oh, fantastic. So, and when's Indigenous Round? It's coming up pretty soon,
I think it's
isn't
around
it?
9 or 10.
Yeah. I noticed, too, that the Crows have started doing the Welcome to Country at home games, which for a club like Adelaide that has got a lot of, you know, great Indigenous players in it, good to have that recognition.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think it's the first time in a long time that they've done that with Uncle Lewis. We went down to Adelaide Oval, all us Indigenous guys, with Uncle Lewis, and he did the work of the country there, and they're going to play it at every home game, which is fantastic.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, given what you've brought to the game as Indigenous Australians, it's only fitting. So good thing for you to be involved in that.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Eddie, great to have you in, mate. All the best for the game tomorrow. We'll be watching and yelling at our TVs as opposed to you in person.
Are you going to come for the road trip again?
Oh,
no. Yeah. Didn't work out very well last time.
You don't want me there, mate. It's on bad luck. I would love to, though. It'd be good.
No, it would be good.
We'll all the best tomorrow, mate.
Thanks,
cheering
guys.
You on.
Thanks, Eddie.
Eddie Betts is brought to us each and every week by Fairmont Homes, building for South Australians for 50 years. We couldn't be more thankful to our good friends at Fairmont for bringing us Eddie Betts, and indeed he's out of the week, which I find is just always absolutely tremendous. Now, coming up with far fewer facts will be Ryan Fitzgerald before 9 o'clock this morning. Fitzy's Footy Fridays will be on. We'll get his unique take on the world of football there. And this is 5AA Breakfast. David Penberthy, Will Goodings, back after 5AA News.